Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Hey, man, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
Out in amazing Arizona.
Yeah.
What a beautiful. I know you've just been shown the B-roll, the intro, and it has a lot of what we're seeing right now, but right behind that camera that I'm looking into is the most amazing view.
I
never get over it.
No, me neither.
I never get over it. We find these places, and it's really a pretty one. Yeah. Thank you, Team Island.
Thank you.
You paid Team for this.
Island.
You made it all happen.
Yep.
We're so thankful
we're
to
so
be
grateful.
Your partners. You're ours, but
that's
we're
right.
yours too.
Amen.
We're so thankful. The show is called On the Road to Freedom, as you know. And for you that have not seen us before, the reason we call it On the Road to Freedom is because Jesus said in John 8 and verse 31 and 32, he said, if you continue in my word, you will be my disciples. Mm-hmm. And you will know the truth if you continue in the word. You'll understand it.
Yeah.
And it will make you free. Glad.
That's right.
Man, God is so good. It will make you, the word of God will not come back void in your life. It will make a change and a good one that you will enjoy. Amen.
That's right. And you know, this week what we want to talk to you about, staying connected to the Word, staying connected to the vine, staying connected to the body, God's
Amen.
People. But first we want to talk to you about being fruitful. When we stay connected, it causes us to live fruitful lives.
That's right.
Genesis 1:28 says, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. So each of us, that's our call to be fruitful,
right.
to live fruitful lives for the advancement of the kingdom of God in the earth. Fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion. We're called to have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. So living in the blessing means that we are living fruitful, productive lives for the kingdom of God. And this is the purpose for the blessing. Remember, God started it out by saying he blessed them and said, be fruitful, right? John 15:2 says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Now, this process is no fun, but we all go through it.
Yes.
We all get pruned. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Mm-hmm. So because our God is a God of increase, the Father always wants us to be increasing in productivity, in fruitfulness for the kingdom.
Yes, yes.
Now, this does not mean that we compare ourselves to others or what other ministries are doing or what other couples are doing or in the earth. We are only to compare ourselves with the Word.
Yes.
And each of us have a unique call.
That's right.
So our responsibility is just to do our part. And God will reveal that to you. He'll reveal your specific part in the kingdom. So it's important when it comes to pruning. The good news on this is the Lord is always going to be ministering to us those things we need to correct or come up higher in. And correction is always admonishing us to come up higher. And that's what pruning is about. Those adjustments that need to be made in our lives or in our mindsets, in our attitude, so that we can be more fruitful for the kingdom.
Pruning gets rid of things that are unproductive.
Right.
So that you can be more efficient and more productive.
That's so good. Amen.
God said he wants us to flourish. His plan is for us to increase in production. Proverbs 11 and verse 28 in the New King James Version says, the righteous shall flourish.
Ooh, that's good. Flourish.
That means if we're not flourishing, there's a lack of righteousness somewhere. Mm-hmm. We need to get this together and do it God's way. There are wrong connections that you can have in your life. Let me read you one of the Psalms here. Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, 3 starts out this way. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, That would be a wrong connection if you get counsel from the ungodly, obviously.
Yeah.
Nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Mm-hmm. But his delight, that righteous man,
right,
that godly man, that blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, or the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
His delight is to do what God said. His delight is to trust and obey God.
Mm-hmm.
And in his law, he meditates both day and night. He thinks about it. He thinks about, well, if God said that, I'm not sure I understand that, but he keeps on thinking about it. He keeps on talking to God about it, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit keeps on teaching him until he does understand.
And that's how we stay connected to the vine.
That's right.
We're talking about connected. Amen.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That brings forth fruit in its season.
Yeah, that's it.
Whose leaf shall never wither, not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper.
Right.
So it's like a tree that's planted by a river. Even if there's a drought, that roots go down underneath the river soil stays wet all the time. And man, you can have a horrible season. The bad tree will keep producing.
Yeah.
That tree will be green when all others are brown and dry and dying. That tree will be producing fruit. That tree will be beautiful like a tree planted by the water.
Why? Because it's staying connected to the vine, to the word, to Jesus.
To the word.
Amen.
Now,
but what we don't want to have is those wrong connections.
We don't
want
to be connected to something other than the Lord.
That's right.
Blessed is the man that does not receive ungodly counsel.
Right.
People, don't look for the truth on the internet.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a Bible for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Read what God said.
Yeah,
now, why read all the other books and what everybody else says? Why? Who cares what everybody else says? Man, God Almighty wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man that does not receive ungodly wisdom or connected with those who are rebellious and ungodly, mockers, criticizing, fault-finding, judging, or even sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fruit of death, man. That's the fruit of evil. You don't want that in your life.
No, you don't.
We are to be encouragers.
Yes.
And build up the body of Christ. The fruit of life, in other words, that comes out of the body. And it's very dangerous to get on social media. I mean, there's always somebody that's got a call about somebody. They're against somebody. And they cause division.
Mm-hmm.
We're not looking, we're not doing battle against flesh and blood.
Right.
People are not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is great powers and principalities in the unseen world, rulers of darkness. Now, man, we can do battle there, but you don't do that on the internet. You do that on your knees.
Amen.
You stay connected to the vine, Psalm 1 and verse 2 says, he delights himself in the word of God.
In the word of God.
He
our
or
delight.
She, of course.
Yeah.
They delight themselves, and their desire is the word of God. They meditate. They think on it day and night. They're connected to the vine.
Yeah.
You know, God said, Jesus said, you're the vine, you're the branches, I'm the vine. If you stay connected to me, I'll stay connected to the Father.
Yes.
And that freedom, that love of God, the life of God flows right through Jesus, right into your house.
Right
into you, husband, father. And you can let that flow into your children, your wife, man. What an amazing connection.
Yeah, that's good.
Verse 3 says, they will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, no dry spells. No empty years.
Isn't that amazing? Wow. What a promise. Staying connected to the vine means no wasted time or years.
You know,
no regret.
You know
how
some people say, well, you look, everything you touch turns to gold.
Right.
Here's what he says.
That's how.
Whatever he does,
prosper. Yeah.
He's fruitful.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's genius enough. Because God said it and he did it.
Yes.
Thank you,
so
Lord.
So good.
Jesus.
What encouragement today.
Thank you, Lord.
So we can look at pruning. Let's look at pruning here more detailed. John 15:3, Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. The word will cleanse you. The word will prune you.
It will, yes,
if you
it will.
Receive it. In fact, you'll probably notice that in every show, there's going to be some pruning. Every time the word is delivered, there's going to be some pruning. There's going to be some correction. There's going to be some admonishing and some warning. But when you receive that, the word for you is light. not darkness. We don't want to be living in the darkness. That's wasted time, wasted years. The Word of God gives you light. Yes. And the light will show up things that you need to address, right?
Amen.
So we don't need to resist that correction from the Lord. When the light shows us those things, we don't need to get our feelings hurt, right?
That's right.
We need to keep growing. And we need to keep producing more, being more fruitful for the kingdom. So always be ready to receive correction. Always have a right attitude about that concerning the Word. A refusal to do this can cause us to separate from what God connected us to. Now, this is how the enemy works. This is how offense gets in, how strife gets in, being upset. I can't believe the pastor said that. I can't believe the pastor taught that. You know, and sometimes people think that pastor's talking straight to them. Well, I have to tell you, when we're being led by the Holy Spirit, God is talking to us. We don't know who it's for, right? Yeah. And so that pastor isn't necessarily doesn't know your situation at all. He's delivering the word of the Lord for you. And if you need correction, just take it. Just receive that from the Lord because it's for your benefit. That pruning is so that you can be more productive and more fruitful for the kingdom.
And by the way, the quicker you do that, the better.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take a test and pass it in an instant just by God pointing out something that needs to change and you humbling yourself and saying, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
I will change that for you. Then it's over.
Lord. It's over, yeah.
But other people can make it last 40 years. They're still talking about something somebody did to them 40 years ago. My daddy, he did. My mother said, my son,
right.
Come on, man, when are we going to get over it? Pass the test.
Yeah.
Don't stay in the third grade forever. We can do this.
That we can do
Amen.
This.
Amen. We got to get it over with.
Amen. So let's stay connected to the vine. You just quoted this. You want to read that, John 15?
Yeah, John 15, 4 and 5 says, abide in me or stay in me, live in me. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me or stay in me.
Yeah.
I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Much fruit.
For without me, you can do nothing. God gave me a song many years ago on this verse written, and I wrote it reading that verse. Without me, you can do nothing. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I truly fell. And Elvis cut it, and man, it changed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 62, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a 17-year-old kid. That was the first song God ever gave me. And I've written hundreds of songs since then, but I've never read a better one. I've never wrote a better song because that's the truth. Without me, I can do a bunch of stuff, but it ain't worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that counts. Without Jesus, you can't really, but with him, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. What an amazing thing.
That's so good.
I love, the purpose is so that we would be loaded with the Holy Spirit's fruit of love and joy.
Yeah, being peace fruitful is patience. About that, right?
That's what it's about.
Love, joy, peace, patience, amen.
Now, there's an onslaught trying to get you to unhook from your pastor or unhook from the Lord.
Body. Yeah,
from the body of Christ. But anybody who would be a good influence.
You're right.
Or would have any spiritual authority in your life.
Yes.
God hooked me up in,
I'm
over 32 years ago, God hooked me up with Brother Copeland.
Yeah.
And the way it happened, he sent this prophet into my life. And there's only been a few times, but there's been a few times where Brother Copeland was praying for me and the Lord spoke something to him and he told me in a kind way, but in a firm way, you need to do this and you need to not do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I could have blown him off. I don't work for him. I could have said, you know what? I don't want to do that. They don't feel comfortable to me. And what does he know? I've been to places he hadn't been. I know some stuff he don't know. You know, I could have been proud, or I could realize what it would be like if God sent Elisha or Elijah or Moses over to your house to talk to you about something. And you've been praying for you, and God told him to tell you something. Would you really blow him off? Because that's the same thing with Brother Copeland. He went and prayed for me. Why did he pray for me? Because he loves me. He wants what's best for me. He ain't trying to tell me what to do. He's not trying to tell me no. He's not trying to be mean to me or control me. He's trying to help me. God is trying to help me. So I stay connected to Brother Copeland. I stay connected to Pastor George, my Pastor George and Terry, my pastors.
And those are divine connections. Those are essential to your destiny, and you have to protect those.
God sent these people to help us to be, to have a safe, warm place to grow.
Yes.
We're surrounded with people who love Him and who love us. And if we'll pay attention, and if we'll stay connected, man, we got a good life. It is a safe, warm place to grow in Jesus.
And when we stay connected, that's when our prayers get answered. John 15, 1 through 5, 7 through 8 says, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. So this abiding in the vine, staying connected to the vine, staying connected to those people that Jesus has purposed for you to stay in relationship
with.
That's good. When you abide in the vine, ask what you shall desire, and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Again, God wants you to live fruitful lives, and you can only do that when you stay connected. If you unhook, and you, if you've unhooked, let me say it this way, and you find yourself in a dry place, then ask the Lord, where do I need to hook back up? Is it in my relationship with you? Is it in relationship with the body, with a pastor, with those you've placed in my life? Jesus said, my Father is glorified when we bear much fruit, and then so you will be my disciples. Hallelujah.
Hey, all you precious Team Milan people, let me read you something. God said in Acts 1 and verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere to the ends of the earth.
Yes.
That's what you're a part of every day.
Yes.
You're not just going witnessing. You are a 24/7 witness all over the world. You're doing your part. We're doing ours, and God's doing His. Love you, Team Milan. Thank you.
Luke 15. Verse 11 through 17, it's a little long, but let me read it to you because it's just a wonderful a parable that Jesus gave us.
Mm-hmm.
A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So the father divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all things together that he owned, and journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one would give him anything. He disconnected from his father.
Right.
He disconnected from the source of the blessings in his life because of his pride and his rebellion. He unhooked from the blessing source. He wasted his inheritance. Abundance can come through income, but that will not assure you that you prosper if you waste it.
Wow, you might need to say that again.
Abundance
really
can come through income, but that will not, assure you that if you waste it, it's gone. I mean, if you waste it.
If you waste it,
you have to be a good steward of the things that God gives you if He's going to trust you with more.
Yeah, that's good.
You have to stop the loss in order to prosper God's way. Do you spend more than you make?
Yeah, sure, that's a good question. Very simple.
Do you spend more than you make? If you don't, I mean, the first 10% of increase in our life is the tithe. It belongs to God. It goes immediately.
Right.
It's the first dime that we make. It goes to God, man.
And then we save, and then we live within a budget.
We save a tithe. We save a tithe unto ourselves. That's the plan He gave us.
Right.
We put aside 10% of every check, and we put that in savings. And we live off the 80% of our income. And you give and you sow out of that, but and God prospers you.
Right.
And you will prosper. I mean, you will not waste. You will find there'll come a time when you have what you need and you can pay off everything. And then you can really be a cheerful giver. You can be a generous giver then.
That's right. And so that was one example of unhooking. And another one is, you know, I called it here in my notes being a drama queen. So I'm going to address this one.
Come on.
Here. Because I've made this mistake myself. So this, you know, this example is of unhooking is we can study, we can pray, we can go to great meetings. But then if we go home and have a big blow up, right, with our mate, with our family, with our kids, then we've just unhooked from everything we just gained. At
even,
that precious,
your husband,
beautiful meeting, right?
You didn't unhook with your wife.
Yeah, we just unhooked. So pride, fear, offense, and strife, there is a thief, and he's trying to steal from you.
Amen.
And these are choices that if we make the wrong choice, they're going to drain us. If we unhook through strife and offense, then we're going to miss out on being fruitful for the kingdom,
that's
on
right,
God's
baby.
Best. Amen.
Well, so the prodigal went back to his father.
Yeah, yeah.
His breakthrough came when he said, I'm going back.
Right.
And I'm going to hook up with
hook
my dad.
Up.
I'm going to get
Amen.
Back to where the blessings are flowing.
That's good.
And he joined with the blessing source, in other words.
Yeah.
He humbled himself.
Yes.
Wherever he could join, as long as it was where God joined him.
Right.
Remember, he unhooked. God did not unhook him. God
right.
didn't
he
do
made that,
that to
choice.
Him. He did it.
Yes.
But he humbled himself and God and met him where he was, gave him favor with his father.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, did we unhook or did God do
it? Yeah, did we leave that church and claim it was God? Did we leave that job and claim it was God?
That's good.
Did we leave our mate and claim it was God? Did and now we found ourselves in a dry place. Because if we stay hooked, we live fruitful lives,
right? I sometimes hear people say, well, I just had such a peace about leaving that church. But God didn't say that. He said to stay where you're planted. He said, be like a river, like a tree planted by the river.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, to stay planted, to let your roots get down and soak up and take the nourishment out of the water and stay healthy and strong and green and fruitful.
Yeah.
That is the will of
that's
God.
That's the will
you
of God.
You can't plant, you can't take a tree from this marriage into this marriage, into this marriage, or into this church, and this church, and this church.
Right.
Every time you dig up that tree and move it, the roots,
the roots
don't
have
grow.
To, yeah.
The
right.
only way you're going to get really deep roots going out on the river is to let that tree stay planted
stay
where
planted.
It is.
Yeah.
Stay hooked up
stay hooked.
With the godly place. And what if it is strong? What if it is a strong word? What if they're not perfect? Well, I can tell you right now, they're not. Mm-hmm. Only God is perfect.
Yeah, I mean.
Men and women make mistakes.
Yeah, they do.
And they have emotional times, and sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's easy. But you know, you got to cut them some slack. If you want some, you gotta realize God still uses them. They're still anointed, and stay where you are, and let God do His best in your life.
Yeah, that's right. So in summary, we just want to encourage you again to stay hooked to the Master, Jesus, stay hooked to the body, and stay hooked to the plan of God He has for your life.
Yes.
And if you've made a mistake in any of these areas, I'm going to lead you in this prayer, and you can just say this after me. Please forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me, Lord.
Forever disconnecting from Your best for my life.
Forever disconnecting. With
reveal
Your best for my life.
Reveal it to me, Lord.
Reveal it to me, Lord.
Where I have not kept my commitment.
Where I have not kept my commitment.
I choose today to stay committed.
I choose today to stay committed.
To You, Lord, and to the body of Christ.
To You, Lord, and to the body of Christ.
And to be fruitful in fulfilling Your call.
And to be fruitful in the fulfilling of Your call.
Upon my life.
Upon my life.
I'm staying hooked to the vine.
I'm staying hooked to the vine.
Hallelujah. Well, we're in agreement with you. We're staying hooked. We're staying connected to the vine today
Amen.
With you. We're in agreement with you that your future is bright and full of fruitfulness. and productivity for the kingdom of God. So if you want flourishing, that's it.
Yeah.
We believe your future is full of flourishing. We believe you have a flourishing future.
We believe flourishing is your mama. I don't know where we went, but we went somewhere.
Okay.
Are we back?
So if you'd like to learn more about how do you stay connected to the vine when there's so many rascals out there, well, we have a teaching called...
That's a good one. It's
a good
finish. Man, I like that.
Okay. So, how do we stay connected to the vine when there's so many rascals out there, you may be wondering. Well, we have a teaching called How to Love the Rascals, CD MP3 version. It's available on our website at mylan.org. And if you need more encouragement this week, you need to listen to this over and over again, just check out our podcast. You can take the Word for the Week on the go.
Amen.
And then we have our Church on the Run daily digital devotional.
That's right.
It's a 3 to 5 minute devotional that'll give you that faith you need for the day, that encouragement you need quickly for the day that you can meditate on, and it will strengthen your faith. So we encourage you to check out those free resources. We make them all available to you because we know if you stay in the Word, that will keep you on the road to freedom.